Blog Talk Radio.
I am so excited and so delighted and so overjoyed on this morning. Thank you all who are going to be watching the replay. Thank you for tuning and joining in. Just waiting for some more folks to pop on in here. So we bless God. I have a wonderful, wonderful, extraordinary guest on today, my cousin. I know this is like a professional setting, but she's feeling my blood. So I bless God for her being here on today. So I am indeed just truly excited for what God is doing. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Hope Victoria. Good morning, Mom. Yes, yes, yes. So I just want to say on this morning that I am like so super glad. In the past couple of weeks, you've been talking about Nehemiah, and I've been so blessed just by his extraordinary leadership and his capabilities and how when God gave him a task to step out, he stepped out on faith, believed God. He didn't worry about what his title was. He just said, God, if God is for me, who could be against me? He has given me gifts and talents to move past that thing, and that's what he did. So I am like extremely good, and I hope everyone had a happy Labor Day on today. So we're going to get started. Before we move forward, I'm just going to have a word of prayer with everyone. And for those who are watching on YouTube, those who have dialed in on this morning to Blog Talk Radio, God bless you. I see you all lit up on the screen here. So I bless God. Amen. Can we just say that God is so faithful? And you know, sometimes people look at social media like it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's what we make of it. But I'm so excited today because I'm able to talk to my mother 4 and 5 times a day and my siblings 4 and 5 times a day through FaceTime and how about 7, 8 times a day. Every time my phone rings, it's them. So I bless God. Yes, yes, yes. So let us pray. God, we thank you and we bless you, Father. We thank you for this broadcast on today. I thank you for my special guest, God. God, I thank you for the work that you're doing within her, Father. God, I thank you for those who will be joining in on this podcast, Father God, those who will be watching the replay, those who are on YouTube, those who are dialed in on Facebook Live. We love you, God. God, you are omnipresent and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we do pray, Father. Amen and amen. Amen, amen and amen. So on this morning, before I introduce my cousin, and she's going to come in and give, I'm going to give a soft introduction, and she's going to come in and just tell you all about the work that she do. She do so much, y'all. So she's one of my fave covers. I don't want to say, as I know my other favorite was going to be like, are you serious? She is one of my faves, and always loved her, and I loved how our family, our parents had us grow up together, and just we just love each other. And if we don't talk to each other for a couple of months, when we get on the phone, we pick up where we left off yesterday. So I just bless God for her on this morning. Good morning, everybody. I know everybody's like, is this Tuesday? Good morning, Mary. How are you? Yes, so my cousin is so extraordinary, Rosalind Daniel Walker, and I am blessing God for her just by her tenacity, her zeal, everything that she is about, because she is just so faithful to the Lord, and the Lord loves her so much. I love her family dynamics. You know, she talks to her siblings 7, 8 times a day, like I talk to mine, but I just want her to just talk about, introduce herself and talk about the work that you are doing now. But just give an introduction of yourself, all the titles that you have, and I know she's not into titles, but I just want to celebrate her on that. So go ahead, sis.
Thank you, Reverend Wanda. As I told my little cousin, thank you so much. First of all, let me just give honor to God. Thank you, the work that you're doing. You know, so share a story. Our great aunt, and you have to say, I'm Helen.
Yes.
so many, many, many years ago. He said, I think that little lady gonna be a preacher.
Yeah, got Mary, got my mom. Yes, let me see. Yes, I don't think I missed anybody. And hi, Sandy.
Yeah, so I just want to say that when we go back to the part where you talk about being friends, so in order to, I guess, join the organization, you have to be friendly or be friends to someone, or they teach you to be friends with each other.
You know, friendship evolves, but in order to be a member of this particular organization, a friend must invite you. You must have to know the person for, they have to know your integrity, they have to know what you're about, they have to know your commitment, and then they will invite you, but the other members of the organization have to decide after meeting you and getting to know you that, you know, this is my little mic to have to continue with our operation, with our business of being friends and also providing service.
Mom can attest to this and that how our
grandparents and how our mothers, you know, was entrepreneurs before. I don't even know the word. I couldn't even say entrepreneurship. You know what I'm saying? So, but they've been doing the work, and they've been doing, and they were missionaries. Even though, you know, they had businesses, they were missionaries. They had a heart of gold. And and like Aunt Helen and Grandma Lou and, well, Aunt Anna Lou for me, but Grandma to you. But I'm just saying it's just so amazing just to see our family repeating that same cycle, because it's in our bloodline. It's in our blood to be missionaries and to give. And I was blown away. Actually, my heart, oh, my God, you talk about you, Terry, y'all. I'm because mission is my thing. And it's like Aunt Helen, I didn't know. And it's something because our topic on today is stepping out into the unknown, stepping out in that place where it's unfamiliar. And I'm quite sure building a library in Africa, that was an unfamiliar place to you, but you knew God was with you on the journey. So we're just here to encourage you all. If you feel like you're stuck, you feel like, oh, my God, this place is unfamiliar to me, I don't know anything about it, think about Abraham, how he stepped out in unfamiliar territory, but because God called him to go, he went. And because he trusted and believed God that he would be protected and God will move in a shift in a mighty way, his obedience to God. So we just here to encourage you all, just taking great strides and moves and stepping out into the unknown. But just know when it's unfamiliar and God has called you to that place, keep going, keep doing it. Don't worry about the resources. The resources will come. Don't worry about, I feel like I'm inadequate. No, you have everything in you to get that job done, because nothing is impossible with God. So I am, like, overly excited, like, oh, my God. So just tell us about.
Amen to that. Yeah. I would say amen to everything you said. Everything you said. And let me just give you a little backstory about how this came about.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all be have and it's your own,
yes,
they will consider it grateful. And they make the use of it, of the materials. These children are so talented. The talent was there, but they had it gone out. We get to show you some of the work that they have done over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the creative work that they've done.
Uh-huh.
It's been a blessing. We've been a blessing to them, but they also been a blessing.
Oh my gosh, that is so amazing! Can you see Karen, comment? Could you read her comment, Ross? Could you see that?
I can see it.
You can't see it? Okay.
I can see the comment.
Okay.
Is it Karen?
I look at Karen Gordon at the bottom.
That is one of our members. She's actually in on this committee, and she has been responsible for sending the materials over to the children. She said,
"Oh, oh my gosh, awesome!"
Relationship to the rest of the world.
Yes.
And she participates with all that we have with them. We work with them every week.
Oh my gosh! Okay. She said, "This is a beautiful." Can you see it? This here. This is a beautiful example.
I'm sorry, I can't see it. It says
that
social comments will be
displayed
here, but I can't. But you don't see it? Okay. That's all right. Yeah, so, while I was just telling you that, anybody can do anything, like you said earlier. I mean, so I consider us to be part of the body of Christ.
Okay, okay.
So we do one part, someone else does their part, someone else does their part. It all comes together to give glory to God for the work we've done.
Oh,
uh-huh. Oh, yeah, she's trying to put the words on
her. Okay, yeah. Let me see. Can
It went on for a second, and then it released.
Okay.
But as I was saying to everyone, we're just passionate and disciplined. Type of mind, but this organization allows for everybody to participate to their passion level as well.
Right.
We have people who are very interested in the art.
Who are
directly interested in working with children. And the program, different scholarships for children to increase their lifestyle and increase their abilities and their capabilities.
Okay.
So we are very, very fortunate to be friends.
I don't even know where the comments went now. This thing is acting really weird today, but it's okay. All right.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Don't worry about it.
I'm sorry about that.
No, don't worry about it. Yeah, that's fine.
So the other thing I want to share about this organization is that we have chapters throughout all of the United States. Almost 48 states.
Wow, okay.
And guess what? You'll be proud to hear this. Formed and created in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So we've come a long way since then. We continue to work with Thrive and to serve our people.
Yes. That is so amazing. And in the midst of doing all the work, I know that you're also a caretaker of your dad. So how are you able to, which is so awesome. I know that all too well with my mom because she was to my dad. But how are you able to, you know, juggle and do all that great work? Okay.
My dad is 94.
Awesome, yes.
Has an independent mind. It's not like a 93-year-old
kid's show. I saw mom at 81.
Remember I said in the beginning that we were friends?
Yes, yes.
We're still friends.
So
now you're in my immediate, and that's just, let me just count my family because they're there too. But
yes,
in my immediate circle, I have 50 close friends that I can call on for help.
Believe
it or not, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe
somebody
will call and say, hey, can I take you to dinner or can I bring you to dinner? Can I sit to that for a while?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fantastic network. And I'm just, I pray okay. Or a strong supporter.
Uh-huh.
And we support each other like that. And I think, again, when we talk about the women's group, how the friends support each other. That's how we do. We sacrifice.
Yeah.
We dedicate ourselves. We encourage, you know, we're there in the dark hours. We're there in the early hours when we need to be. It's a gift. It really is a gift.
Wow. That is so awesome. And you have friends like that, too. I think that's so amazing because sometimes on our journey, we don't know who fits and who doesn't fit. We don't know who should be in our circle, who shouldn't be in our circle. So, and I think that that's really good because sometimes those are the kind of things that I come up against in my journey of the things that I do. Like, do this group of people, do they fit with me or they don't fit with me? And I had been in a place where I'm like, okay, long-lasting relationships for years, 30 years, and when I feel as though that relationship is not good anymore, you know, I kind of like separated myself. And even though it could be hurtful, I don't know if it had nothing to do with you. That just dropped to my friend today, just talking about friendships. And I love it when you have a group of true friends that's around you who, you know, say, hey, you want to go out and grab something to eat? I think that because some people could be so self-absorbed and so self-centered and don't forget all about the work that you do, the things that you do with your dad. It's like, okay, well, all right, it's all about me. I'm on the phone. I'm going to tell you all of my stuff. I think that's really wonderful when your friends see you. That's what I'm trying to say. When your friends see you, that's so important. A friendship should not be one-sided. You should not be so self-absorbed, so self-centered, but your friends see you. And I love that when you could really put yourself in a place where people really see you and really truly is your friend. It's not about them. It's about, hey, let's take rides out today. Let's go out. You know, I just think that's wonderful.
It's a journey. You said journey. And friendship is a journey, I have to say.
Yeah.
You know, different parts of friendship at different times of life. Not everybody's at the same level of friendship all the time. But, you know, I said that we do friendship and we do service.
Yes.
We have really figured out how to do service. We know we're getting so much gaps. But friendship takes vulnerability.
Yes.
Open yourself to listen to each other. Be truthful even when it hurts. You know, being truthful when it hurts. That's difficult. You know, but being willing, having a heart open enough to accept it because this is someone who cares about me, being open enough to accept the words. And if the words aren't acceptable, you need to discuss with the other person.
Yeah.
So that is helpful.
Yeah.
And getting service.
Mm-hmm. It really
is.
That
is. Sometimes you don't want to hurt people's feelings.
That's right.
To be able to think about how to give this good advice to this person without hurting their feelings.
Yes.
You know where they are.
Yes.
That's some thought. You can't just come out of your mouth and say anything. You know, you do have to really think about what's going on.
Yeah.
Think about what's going on in her life.
Uh-huh.
What's going on with her life right now.
Yeah.
Maybe the thing I'm saying today, can I accept? But if, when I didn't have my dad with me, maybe I could accept that better. But that's where I am in my life right now.
Yeah.
I know what I'm going through. The good news about us is that so many of us have traveled over the same journey. So many of us have parents. Of children that we've had to take care of. Friends, you share those things. You share the hardships. You share the pain that you go through. You can trust that that information is not taken out of context and out of circle.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I'm saying something to you. I'm saying it to build you up.
Yes.
Never intention to hurt or harm. You know, there's so much power. In a group of women, there's so much power there. We look at it, we look at all the resources, and we just pass the test.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh my God.
We want to pass out, so
I just love it.
We do it. And so I encourage people, too, if you have that good thought, try to look it out and see how you can make it come to fruition. You know, if you have something that you need to say to your friend, think about how you can say that to me to build them up. It's always easy. That's because we grab and say, okay, let me just jump in there and make sure that we're good at the end.
That is really good. Go ahead.
I don't want to trust. You know, you have to build trust.
Yes, you do.
And that's not something that comes overnight.
Yes.
Amazed at her because I loved how she sat there and She was such a businesswoman, you know what I'm saying? But she still had a heart of gold and a missionary. And I used to just so admire her when she would come home from work with her son. But she just had so much love. And I just remember that. And it's something how when we look at our relatives, and it's like we're just like them today, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's crazy. But I love doing missionary work, and I love what I do. And yes, I do miss doing foreign missions like I did years ago, but then I became a local missionary. And I didn't understand when God was like, okay, you're going to be home doing this. And I'm like, this was years ago. I'm like, home? Okay, so you already was on doing foreign missions, but now I have another place for you to be. Now you're going to be local. When I was in Philadelphia, so I started going hard then. And this shifted me. Then I'm here. So I'm just, these are like tears of joy, because when you just follow God's lead and trust him, and like we said earlier, today we're talking about stepping out in unfamiliar territory, stepping out into the unknown. But those who are listening, who are going to watch the replay, what God is giving you a task, don't look at your age like you mentioned that 91-year-old lady, the woman, but look at her mind, 61 years old. Look, a kind of mind of a 60-year-old. When God, look at my mom, she's 81, but whoo, she shouldn't be driving, but she still is, but she's still doing missionary work, you know? So I'm just saying, yeah. When God is giving you a task, don't look at your age. Just do what God called you to do.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Sometimes you become complacent, and, you know, that idea is there.
Yeah.
And some of you may not want to do it. It's circulated, it's there. And then I've come to realize that if I don't do it, who's going to do it? Because God put that idea in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to try to move it forward.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, to the story.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes.
But,
been that to the community. So there's so many ways that you can give your time And I think that's it, just giving your time to the things that God wants you to give time to. And but I think that it's so wonderful. The clinic that you all are building, their services are free and people can come. That is so amazing.
First come, first serve. First come, first serve. Just come and you can say, look, I have a bad back, I have a bad ear, bad whatever.
Uh-huh.
I can take care of you. Like, I have a toothache, can I get this filled? Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not doing anything for that, you know.
Wow.
Can I get glasses? Yeah, you need glasses? Let's check you out.
Uh-huh.
There was an exam when we were in the
office.
And we put it on trains, and that's like the same spot. You can walk away to see better.
Wow. Yeah. That is awesome. And where is that? I can go back and put it in the chat later.
I will tell you, though, it's going to be at the Prince George's Community College.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I know it. Wow, that is so, so amazing. Oh my gosh. But look how, when is the next time we told the library that you have built in Africa? When is, do you have to go back every year or you?
Mm-hmm.
But, so, we're a very gracious
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And because you know, it's a great organization. Mm-hmm. Priorities, the program, priorities, the priorities, the priorities, and we still have to see to be in this organization. We do that because we believe in what we do.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So,
it's a great place to be, and I honor God, and I thank God for the opportunity.
Yeah. Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for women in my life that I can talk to.
Yes. Amen to that. I tell you, I had share a short story. It was like a month ago, and I was looking for a place where I could volunteer, where I could feed the unhoused and, you know, the homeless. So what I did was I made a phone call, and they told me the different places where I can go, a place called Prosperity Market, told me three different places. So I called and I emailed, and I went up the first time we rode, we, like, just riding down Skid Row. And, you know, and my son is like, Mom, you know, he said, you know, I always give, you know, what he does. He has big bags of clothes, and he out putting them out in the street, or he's giving to the homeless, and I'm just seeing him just work. This is when I got here, because this is what he does. So you white, it's just in our DNA, and I got to explain it to him, because he don't even know where he even come from. I'm like, Michael, where you going? He says, oh, I'm going to go take these clothes out and give it to them. And I said, okay. And I'm like, but it just hit me just now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to think when you, like, insisted on DNA, and I'm saying it. But when I see now my children are coming up like that, you know what I'm saying, without – And Michael never even seen me doing that kind of work, because when I used to do it, I was Ellen and Maya, I was in school. You know, they were in school when I used to do that kind of work, my daughter and my son. So, but that's his heart. So as he was driving me, and he's like, Mom, boy, you just can't get out here, you know. And I said, well, wait a minute. So we went around the block again, and then went and got gas. We came back, and when I got out the car, he says, you know what, Mom, I know you're going to get out, and I know you're just going to go. And when I tell you so much tents and tents of homeless people, and I said, you know what, this is where I know God is with me, you know. So when I got out the car, the woman walked up, and I didn't have to even open up my mouth. She said, you here to volunteer? And I said, yes. So I texted Michael. I didn't even go back to the car. I said, hey, I'm good. I'm here. But what I'm saying is that God provided everything for me. I just had to get out and go. I just had to be at a place where, okay, just go. I'm sending you. Just keep walking. And I got every step. I didn't have to even open up my mouth. And they found me while I was walking. And then another thing happened again this past week when I was going to serve. And I had the address, but I couldn't actually find the actual building where they were at. And then her truck pulled up, which she's a wonderful missionary so much. Her name is Jackie, and she's the brown bag lady. And her van pulled up, and Michael says, Mom, that's hot. Well, that's the van. Just get out and catch up with them. So, and I did, but what I'm saying to you is that times when you feel, when God is sending you to a place, and you feel like it's not going smooth for me, but you know God has called you to go there, keep going. Because God, you have to move past all those hindrances, because every hindrance is not God, you know, blocking things for you. Sometimes God does block, and sometimes, you know, the devil blocks some things. You just have to spread discernment who's blocking what. But I knew God called me to that. So when I just kept on going, we went back around the corner again, and then the van showed up. Yes, so I'm like, God, I know this is you. I know this is what you called me to do. I know this interference is not you, because God said interference to protect us as well. It could be any situation. But I knew that was my call, and that was not from God. All those hindrances and stumbling blocks that was getting in my way. And I kept going, and we went back around the corner again. And you seen her van pull up, and I got out, and she was so happy because she already seen I had registered online to volunteer. So what I'm saying to you, those obstacles and all those stumbling blocks that's in your way, pray and ask God, God, is this you? You know, and if God, if you know that ain't God, then you just got to move past all those hindrances, all those stumbling blocks to get to your destiny, your dreams, and your goals. Yeah. Yeah.
It's been on my heart for a while,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's helpful. So I just want to pray with me about that, and I set up a prayer for me.
Yes,
we're going to help the people out.
just pushing through that. I mean, also on your territory. Say it again, I'm sorry. Yeah. He just, it's so amazing. I just kept pushing forward and because I knew that was God. So I said, God, I know you with me. When that van pulled up, and that was like the second time when I went to serve, something with all these interferences. And I'm like, God, I know when I got this morning, you just like hovered over me, told me to go. And now this. So I just so what I did was take a couple deep breaths and say, okay, wait, let me calm down. All right, let me go. Michael, could you go back around the block again and let's see if you see somebody? And we went back around again. He said, well, I see a tent. And I said, okay. He said, you know what, Mom? I know you're going to get out. He knew I was getting out, okay? So he had to call my mother, and my mother said, Michael, your mommy was in school. So next thing you know, she on my phone. I couldn't answer the time. So he said, this is what your mother does. He called my mother. Mama just jumped out the car. She don't know where she going. So when he pulled up, he looked at me and said, I know you're going to get out. I said, I ain't say nothing. I just got out the car. I said, And by the time I got out, she said, oh, you had a volunteer? So what I'm telling you, that just trusting God in the process. And even sometimes when family members or close friends don't understand your journey, don't understand what God has said, because God didn't give it to them, he gave it to you. You still got to move past it. You know, because everybody's not going to understand what God has given to you, because he gave it to you, not to them. And some things he given to them, you're not going to understand. But just saying, your job is to be supportive when you know they've prayed about that thing, and just be supportive with them. And he's been so supportive. And I want, now that we're talking, I'm going to say, boy, you, when I first came here, you had big bags of clothes. This is what you do almost every week, cleaning out, taking your stuff and giving it to the homeless. So it's in your DNA. So, but I'm grateful on today. I'm so blessed that you came in to joining us on today. Do you have any, we almost out of time, but do you have any words of encouragement that you want to give to those who's listening? And thank you all for listening, who are going to watch the replay. Yep, encouraging words to step into the unknown and just step out of their box and just do what God has called them to do. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I would say.
Okay.
Your God is so important. He has chosen you. He's chosen you.
Mm-hmm.
And this core is responsibility that you set me through that. Mm-hmm. That to honor God in that way. And I say, you think of that today, and I'm going to move through the things that I think that I need to do. But of course, it's hard.
Yes.
And sometimes it's hard. So you don't want to do hard stuff, but it's hard. But I think it's what God wants us to do. So thank you for that. So very grateful.
So
All right, so let us pray. God, we thank you and we bless you. We thank you for this broadcast on today. We thank you for today and we thank you for every day, God. We thank you for our family. We thank you for our friends. We thank you for our listeners, our viewers, people who came on to be encouraged on today, stepping out into the unknown and unfamiliar places, God. But God, places that's unfamiliar, we thank you for making us familiar, dear God. We love you, Father. But most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, died on the cross for our sins. You said in thy word, and thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Touch everyone that's on this broadcast on today, God. Touch those who are watching the replay, God. We thank you for those who are listening on today, God. We thank you, God, for my cousin Roz on today, for the wonderful work that she's doing, her and her husband, her family, God. We do thank you, God, to seem to care for her and her family and touch her father. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. And before we go, amen, I just wanted to say, Helen, it's so funny that she said that to you because I know she said that to you in the midst of me wearing, I mean, she used to call me Glamour Girl. That's my Glamour Girl because, you know, I had stuff all cut up, all hanging out, and she still seen the good in me. She still seen what I can be. You know, and it's so I tell you, oh my God, every time I'm coming to that, oh my Glamour Girl, because honey, I suffer. Yes. Oh my gosh. That is
bye-bye.